Alvarg could be better defined.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, hey. It's always a good pick-me-up, that intro.
Yep, definitely.
Well, a good pick-me-up, and let's get straight into a downer.
Awesome. I feel like this is a routine pattern.
Oh, man. There's a lot to be enthusiastic about today, but this week's segment is brought to you by the word redundancy. And that's because the film No Other Choice features... It's about a guy who, after a long time of very dedicated service to one particular company, after being an exemplary employee, becomes made redundant. Stop me if you've heard this one before.
Sorry, and, trigger warning.
Then finds it hard to get another job. And his solution that he comes up with is he's a specialist in a very limited field, so maybe he should just start murdering the other good candidates for these jobs. And he'll get one / create a vacancy for himself. So it's a nice premise if you've ever had trouble with employment.
It's like Expert in a Dying Field by the Beth's darkest timeline.
It really, really is. Particularly dark because this is from incredible Korean filmmaker Park Chan-wook, the filmmaker behind films like Decision to Leave, The Handmaiden, Old Boy. The excellent and underrated miniseries adaptation of John le Carré's Little Drummer Girl, which stars Florence Pugh and Alexander Skarsgård. Everything he does is very, very watchable. He's a very craft-oriented filmmaker, kind of Hitchcock-obsessed, kind of got an interesting take on sex and desire on screen. And it always kind of motivates his characters in really interesting ways. And boy, does this man love moving a camera in a trippy way. So there's a lot to recommend about this. It's kind of a black comedy in many respects. It'd be pretty dark terrain if it didn't have a sense of humour. And this is a strong recommend. This is in cinemas at the moment. It stars Lee Byung-hun. He starred in another fantastic Korean film, I Saw the Devil. A little bit more grim than this one. But yeah, No Other Choice. Look, sometimes you lose your job and you've got no other choice. You just got to start murdering people. Maybe you feel guilty about it. Maybe you don't, but
hey. BFM Career Guide.
No Other Choice. That's in cinemas now. I was also pretty stoked last night to see the return of TV show Paradise on Disney Plus. This was a kind of an unexpected fave in its first season. It's back for season two. And the premise for this show, it started with quite scant information on what it was actually about. It was about a Secret Service dude investigating the murder of the president. But what it didn't tell you for a few episodes was that it was actually taking place not in a sort of suburban or utopian sort of enclave, but in a bunker under the ground after a mega tsunami had effed up the whole planet. And it's kind of one of the really entertaining surprise moments of modern TV. And the rest of the season ripped along really well. It was a nicely paced show. And as it returns for its second season, it's come back with a sort of unconventional launch. They've dropped 3 episodes at once this week before it goes into a weekly one at a time. I've only watched one of them so far. It was excellent. It follows a new character and their experience... kind of navigating that circumstance. What makes that particularly interesting is they are a tour guide at Graceland. So they hole up at Elvis's place when the shit goes down.
Could be in worse places.
Could be definitely in worse places.
Yeah, for sure.
a nice pistol, some nice capes.
Yeah.
Lots of food.
Maybe
obviously.
Impersonators as well.
I mean, I guess you'd probably get quite, you'd practice your Elvis in the mirror quite a bit. I think it's pretty safe to say. this show had one of the great mentions of New Zealand in screen entertainment.
Most exciting thing ever.
Yeah, man, we love this, you know. Like, it doesn't take much, right? Like, I think the funniest one I've experienced was sitting in a movie theatre for Steven Soderbergh's Che Guevara film. This was playing in the Civic. There was like a kind of smattering of people at a daytime screening during the New Zealand International Film Festival. And just as Che Guevara is speaking at the United Nations, The camera kind of dollies sideways across the General Assembly, and as it comes to rest, with Shay framed in the background, the words New Zealand were visible. In the foreground, it had stopped like just in front of where New Zealand sits, and a nameplate that said New Zealand made some people in the audience gasp. At least in Paradise, they were charting the progress of this mega tsunami triggered by a super volcano, this thing traveling at 600 miles an hour. A wave 300 feet high wipes out the Pacific, and they're just watching this thing on the screen like, New Zealand, gone. Australia, gone. So at least that's content. It's not just a name. placeholder. Anyway, that's Paradise.
At least we were relevant enough for them to announce that we were gone.
Yeah, totally. Oh, they've really put New Zealand on the map and then just
gone.
Got rid of us. A couple of screenings this week that are in the kind of ultra limited cinema vein. One is an advanced screening this Friday at Hollywood Avondale of Charlie XCX film The Moment. Mockumentary set around her Brat tour. And the kind of cultural phenomena that surrounds that. From the trailers, it all looks like it's kind of just, it's the typical sort of mockumentary star thing where people are all going to play really bad versions of themselves.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. I guess it's not quite the first foray of her burgeoning acting career because she's playing a version of herself, but I'm quite looking forward to this. Anyway, that's Friday night. I'm told there are 20 tickets left for the screening
sources
on Friday.
Sources tell us.
Sources tell us. Preceded by DJ Monogamy in the courtyard for an hour and a half, some cocktails, a Brat costume competition. Then let's get into the screening on Friday. So I think it's Good Friday night out at Hollywood Avondale. They are one of the venues also tomorrow night, along with one or two others, for a very, very limited cinema release for the wonderfully titled Nirvana, the Band, the Show, the Movie. So back in, totally. Some backstory is going to be required. Back between 2007 and 2009, there was a web series called Nirvana, the Band, the Show.
I've actually never heard of them before.
This is great. So it's not actually about the band Nirvana. The joke is it's about a band called Nirvana, the Band. And the web series and all sort of subsequent installments starred lifelong best friends Matt Johnson and Jay McCarroll as two guys with a improvised band that doesn't really seem to have any songs or anything other than a desire to get a gig. And kind of everything's about getting a gig at their the Rivoli in their home city of Toronto is the venue they want to play. Mm-hmm. And they kind of just go through all these chaotic adventures trying to play. They're like to the point where in one episode in the first season, like simultaneously they'd kind of guerrilla released a film into Sundance.
Right.
But they managed to turn that into an episode of TV about how to play the Rivoli, my great idea is we make a feature film and get famous.
Right.
So it's kind of the goal has stayed the same through this. Then, the episode I referred to was actually from the TV show, Nirvana, the Band, the Show. This was aired between 2016 and 2018, so a decade later from the web series. Same idea, they're just trying to get a gig at the Rivoli and kind of doing a lot of, like, it's kind of Nathan Fieldery, but it's maybe a little bit more on the annoying side.
Is this a real band?
They're not a real band, but there's a lot of like guerrilla shooting in public.
Okay.
There's one part where Jay McCarroll's playing with devil sticks and talking to camera about how his devil sticks haven't gone so well, he hasn't got all the skills yet.
Yes.
And someone on a cyclist rides past and just goes, cool, and cuts him down. And while some of the stuff's planted, I think that one's just someone just rode by on a bike and made fun of a guy getting videoed playing devil sticks.
Funny.
So this brings us to, 20 years later. So it seems like they do this thing every 10 years, right? And this is Nirvana, the Band, the Show, the Movie, feature film of this idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's described, according to that font of knowledge, Wikipedia, as a time travel comedy mockumentary adventure film. Because if I have this right, in this film, they accidentally travel back in time to 2008 to get a gig at the Rivoli. So it's just all this...
My brain hurts.
Yeah, fair enough. This is not for everybody, I think, this one. And it's not just from my synopsis. It's they're mining a really specific kind of vein of comedy. The web series, that was on the internet. The TV show, that was on Vice. This all kind of gives you an idea of the kind of terrain for it.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure we can find the show now, but I don't think you necessarily need to see it to enjoy the film. I've noticed it's been getting some extremely positive reactions from some of my social media followers in the US, like some 10 out of 10 ratings. So wow. I'm very curious. This is at Hollywood Avondale tomorrow, and then there are screenings at, I believe it's Academy on Friday, and maybe Beachside Takapuna as well. So I think there's 4 Auckland screenings total. If this sounds interesting and you want to sit in a theatre with people who like this sort of thing, you know where to go. You can probably look those times up somewhere. You can go see The Moment on Friday at Hollywood. That's got its general release on March 5th. Paradise is on Disney Plus, and No Other Choice is in cinemas now.
Mockumentaries, tsunamis, and losing your job, and murder.
You could have rhymed redundancies in there. Oh, well.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.